We're broadcasting today from just outside the small village of Creasla in North Donegal. On Friday afternoon, this was a normal village and the people went about their normal lives. They came from school and work. They met each other on the streets. They looked forward to their weekend activities, the rally that was to take place, their GAA training, their bingo. Shortly after 3 o'clock, all of that normality was shattered by an explosion at a petrol station in the town. We now know the devastation that caused, taking the lives of 10 people, all of them from Donegal, most of them from this village. Among the dead, a little girl, 2 teenagers, 4 men and 3 women. The initial shock of the community has now turned to grief and sadness. Shortly we'll hear from first responders, from community leaders, medics, members of the clergy and public representatives, all of whom played their part in helping with the rescue and recovery operation on Friday night. In the past hour, the names of the people who died were released by Gardaí at a press conference close to the site of the tragedy. Here's Superintendent Liam Geraghty speaking in the past half hour.
A total of 10 fatalities have been confirmed arising from this fatal explosion. The remains of the deceased are at Letterkenny University Hospital, where state postmortems have commenced under the direction of Dr. Heidi Ockers, Assistant State Pathologist. The postmortems will continue over the next few days, and results will not be released for operational reasons. One male in his 20s remains in a critical condition in St. James's Hospital, Dublin, and the 7 other surviving casualties also continue to receive treatment at Letterkenny University Hospital and remain in a stable condition. The 10 fatalities included four men, 3 women, 2 teenagers, 1 male and 1 female, and 1 younger female child. Garda family liaison officers have been appointed to the families and continue to support and provide them with information. With the consent of the families, An Garda Síochána Cónaí can confirm the identities of the deceased as follows: James O'Flaherty, 48 years. Jessica Gallagher, 24 years. Martin McGill, 49 years. Catherine O'Donnell, 39 years. And her son, James Monaghan, 13 years. Hugh Kelly, 59 years. Martina Martin, 49 years. Robert Garway, 50 years. And his daughter, Shauna Flanagan Garway, 5 years. And Leona Harper, 14 years of age. Ayeshde Gorevanamaka Dealish Gulair.
That was Superintendent Liam Geraghty speaking at a press conference in the past half an hour. We're joined now here in the Shandon Hotel, close to Creasla, by our Northwest correspondent, Eileen Magner. Eileen, the names of the people who died have now emerged, and we can see that this was a tragedy that doubly impacted some people. 2 families where both a parent and child were killed. It was an enormous tragedy for the community here. What more can you tell us about the victims?
I suppose now that we have the names, and if you, the Gardaí, with the permission of the families, have also issued photographs. They're up on the RTE website. And when you look at those photographs, it just hits you, you know, about these lovely, beautiful, smiley people at happier times in their lives that are gone. Like Catherine O'Donnell, who was 39, and her son James, he was only 13, James Monaghan. And then I think the photograph that really struck me is the one of Robert Garway, who's 50, and was 50. His daughter, Shauna Flanagan Garway, was only 5, and they were relatively new to the community. And a man said to me this morning that he'd see them going up in town on a little scooter, and that the father clearly doted on this little girl, and she had gone into the shop to buy a birthday cake for her mother. James O'Flaherty was 48. Beautiful photograph of Jessica Gallagher, you know, in the prime of her life at only 24. Martin McGill, 49, he was very well known in and out of the shop on a regular basis, very well known in the community, and he lived alone with his mother. Hugh Kelly was only, he was 59, and then Martina Martin, very well known woman, she worked in the shop, and Leona Harper, 14. Now Leona and James were both pupils in Milford College, or Mulroy College in Milford, and the school there is devastated because they say they've lost two beautiful students and 2 beautiful parents also in Catherine O'Donnell and Martina Martin, and they're opening the school this afternoon for a little while to support each other.
What happens next now in this community?
Well, I suppose, you know, at the moment, the The postmortems have begun. They started at Letterkenny University Hospital by the assistant state pathologist. They'll go on for a number of days. And then you're into the heartbreaking scenes of 10 funerals. But supports are being put in place. You know, the GAA club will open the club this afternoon, and the supports will be put in place in the schools and throughout the community for people to help them to cope. But I think the thing we've really seen over the last couple of days is how the community, the religious leaders, political leaders are all working together. And it's just strength in community, I think.
It is something that has touched everybody. I mean, everybody you speak to around here knows somebody who has died.
Yeah, that's true. I mean, it's such a small community, so tight-knit, and all these people were just familiar to everybody. And, you know, it's just the impact of it is just enormous. And now I suppose the Garda investigation goes on in the background as people get on with their grieving. They have to try and find out what actually happened.
Yes, the Gardaí formally took over the site where this explosion happened to continue their investigation. What can you tell us at this point about what's known about the cause of this explosion?
Well, I suppose that's for the experts to find out. There is speculation, obviously, about a potential gas explosion, you know, but we don't know. The building has been secured. A number of agencies are involved. The Garda Technical Bureau are assessing it, and they reckon that investigation will go on for a number of days yet.
Eileen Magner, our Northwest correspondent, thank you.
As you heard there, Gardaí have confirmed that the 10 who died in the blast ranged in age from 5 years to 59. 14-year-old Leona Harper was one of two teenagers who died, both pupils at Mulroy College in Milford. Her teammates at Letterkenny Rugby Club are devastated. Its youth section chairman, Jeremy Worth, spoke to Cian McCormack earlier.
Leona started playing mini rugby while still at national school. She competed alongside the boys, and her competitive edge and sporting prowess was evident back then. When Leona joined the girls under 14s, she already had developed a really good spin pass. It was clear she was developing into a fantastic young player. Leona was also simply a lovely young person, and it was a pleasure to be in her company. Taken too soon, Leona will be missed, sadly, by her teammates, her coaches, and the rugby community in Letterkenny. Rest in peace.
It's a desperate loss for your club.
Yes, I don't think we even understand it yet. We obviously have teammates who, of Leona's, at a very tender age, that will be struggling very, very much to come to terms with this. Yeah, obviously the family at the very centre of our concerns, along with maybe some of the other families that were involved in this tragedy. But within our club, we are opening the doors tonight so that people can come together and, you know, get a bit of personal support if they need it.
That's Jeremy Worth from Letterkenny Rugby Club speaking to Cian McCormack. We can talk now to another member of the community here in Creasla who helped with the emergency response on Friday, but also who knew many of the people who died in that tragedy. Fergus Brennan is a pharmacist here in the town. And Fergus, thanks for being with us today. It is a very sad day for this town. I know that your staff got a call on Friday from a woman who's a regular customer. Her son was Martin McGill. Can you tell us what happened?
Yes, the story of this tragedy started for us in Brennan's just at about 3:45 with a frantic call from Martin's mum tracing his whereabouts. And Martin was a very regular visitor because he was a carer. An exceptional young man, so well liked and loved, and looked after his parents and most recently his mum with such dedication and love. And I suppose that was the first human face of the story for us in Brennan's.
She was looking for him.
She was looking, and a member of our team went up to Lafferty's, where tragically Martin's car was visible. And unfortunately, Martin's cousins were in the pharmacy with me on Friday evening, and he was the first of the local people taken by this tragedy that I found out had died. As the community pharmacy in Creasla for the last 5 years, we're very privileged to be embedded in the community. In fact, Lafferty's supermarket was at one end of the village and the pharmacy's at the other end. So we knew all of these people. We are part of the community, our staff and our team are local. So as this unfolded for us, of course, we had worries about our own loved ones, families and friends of our staff and team possibly being caught up in it. But above all else, I think now as we analyse the tragedy and try and make sense of it, we need to remember those who have been lost. These 10 local people in the wrong place at the wrong time, tragically taken by this.
And I know tragedy. Because this is such a small community that these were your customers, but they were also your friends and the friends of your staff. And I know as well that you knew or had met the little girl, Shauna Flanagan Garwa.
Shauna, when we heard, you know, that perhaps a young child had been lost in the tragedy, Shauna, we all remember so well. She's a delightful, energetic little girl, and she was one of those kids when they're in the pharmacy, always ask for a lollipop. And I'm just looking at the photographs myself now as they've been released, and I know all of these faces. And it just brings home the extent of this tragedy in a community as small as Creaslaw, a wonderful community which the world now sees has such incredible solidarity, incredible support for each other at the best of times, but now at the worst of times is coming together.
There's, I suppose, in the aftermath of this tragedy, there was a lot of shock, but there's now an enormous sense, I think, of sadness enveloping this community. You get the sense of it last night at the church service around the town. You can see people embracing each other, hugging each other. How is the community? And I mean, I know you're a pharmacist in the community, so you too will be preparing to help people in the coming weeks and months. How is the community? What help is it going to need?
I think right now people are still in utter shock and disbelief. I see the media referring to a silence, and there is a quiet silence as I think people are supporting each other at home. And trying to come to terms that this has even happened. In the weeks ahead, the families of the bereaved and the injured have such a difficult journey to travel, and I've no doubt that the whole community of Creaslaw and the hinterland, Dunfanaghy, Termon, Carrigart, and the whole county of Donegal will rally behind the families. Donegal is a county famous for support, particularly at the time of loss and grief and death. Longer term, in terms of how the community comes through this from a healthcare perspective, there will be and there already is very major trauma. People have been through a life-changing experience, and I think that the healthcare services, the primary care system, the GPs, ourselves as pharmacists will have a very important role in helping people come to terms with this, particularly from a mental health perspective.
Fergus Brennan, pharmacist, thank you very much indeed for talking to us today. Welcome back. You're listening to This Week, coming to you from Creaslaw in County Donegal, and we're joined now by our Northwest correspondent, Eileen Magner. Eileen, we've been hearing the stories on this programme and over the last couple of days of the people who died, of the heroes who helped, who risked themselves to try to save people at the scene on Friday night, of the first responders, the medical teams who came from miles around, the doctors who came from Northern Ireland to assist at the scene. The enormous community response. But, you know, when all of this, I suppose the frenzy of activity, when all of that is over, when the cameras go away, when the lights are turned out, the community will be left to itself, won't it?
Yeah, I mean, it's down to the reality of death and grief now, isn't it, for each family, each victim. And, you know, there are rituals and processes that have to be gone through. And, you know, starting today, I know that there's psychological supports being put in place through organisations like St Michael's GAA Club, Mulroy College, where two of the students who died went to school. And the bigger picture then will be further down, there will be more psychological supports, which they're really, really obviously going to be needed, and to help people cope with the huge trauma that's happened here. The post-mortems have already begun. That's obviously traumatic as well for people. We're told that they're being carried out today and probably tomorrow under the direction of Assistant State Pathologist Dr. Heidi Ockers at Letterkenny University Hospital, and the results will not be released for operational reasons. And then I suppose at the moment probably families are planning funerals, and they will probably happen later on in the week.
And there will be a lot of sadness in this village, in this town, in the days and weeks ahead, and our sympathies go out to all of the families who have lost loved ones on Friday night.